Let's start the show. It's a Pickle Power Podcast show. Let's go to the show.
All right. Welcome back to the Pickle Pirate Podcast. I'm Pickle Pirate. I am Pickle Pirate. Dr. Deej, you there? Shit. Dr. Deej has quit the podcast. Looks like we're doing a solo podcast this week, folks. Dr. Deej found out that we still haven't broke 400 listens, and he's out the game. Well, back to the OG Pickle Pirate Podcast. Now, Dr. Deej was supposed to be on today. He got called into work, so his real job that pays him actual money. Hate to see it. So it looks like you're stuck with me today, folks. I got lots of things to talk about, though. I got some movie news, I got some football news, I got some video game news, I got some Star Wars rumors. Let's talk about it. Before I get into the show, though, let's roll the ad real quick. Before we start the show, I got a rant about the sneakers app. I don't know if anybody's been following this drama. I have been. I like my Jordans. They're really comfortable. They're really fashionable. I think I'm too old to be wearing really trendy sneakers, but whatever. Your own age is just a number. Tom Brady proved that. I can wear Jordans if I want, but I can't find them. Can't buy them on the app. Can't buy them in the stores. So Nike came out with the sneakers app a while ago. I don't know, about 6 months ago probably it launched for like their limited release sneakers, the retro Jordans, their collabs with like other fashion companies. I mean, Jordan 1s are perfect. It's the best sneaker. It's so simple. Yeah, I've been trying to get sneakers from the sneakers app, but it's just impossible. And there's a whole big scandal. So the vice president of Nike, I forget her name, but she was vice president of Nike. She's the one that like handled the whole sneakers app launch. She handles like all these limited releases Nike does with the collabs with other companies or whatever, with fucking Travis Scott or Cactus Jack or whatever, and whoever else wants to make cool Jordans. But her son started his own sneaker company, like one of those boutique like sneaker places in big cities. But apparently, like, she was, like, he bought a bunch of sneakers with her credit card and then resold them all. And, like, he was getting favoritism and, like, people went through his whole Instagram. And, like, 2 or 3 years ago for, like, the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, Nike actually made, like, the auto-tying hover boot sneakers from Back to the Future. And they were retailing for, like, $100,000 or something stupid. Because they only made like 100 of them. And this kid, her son, just like found some, air quotes, in a storage container somehow. Just found like $500,000 worth of sneakers sitting in a storage unit somehow, even though his mom is a vice president of Nike. Little fishy. Fucking sneakers app's a little fishy. Friday morning, I was on this thing right at 8:50, all the sneakers drop at 9 a.m. in Des Moines. And I was trying to get the carpet collab, like, dunks. It's really dumb. There's got to be a better way to get my Jordans. Fuck the sneakers app. Fuck Nikes. Bunch of bullshit. Anyways, let's get into movie talk here on the Pickle Pirate Podcast. All right, I'm going to fill you in on what I've been watching here. So last week I talked about the OJ trial, the 30 for 30 with OJ and Woody Allen. The final episode of Woody Allen comes out tonight, but I finished the OJ thing. And basically America's broken. Criminal justice system is very broken. At least in LA it is. I think the Los Angeles Police Department is probably the worst police department in the world. is basically what I've taken away from this. Their prosecutors are fucking stupid. They can't handle evidence. They beat the shit out of people with nightsticks for no reason. They're maybe them in like Minneapolis have launched a lot of big riots in the last 20 years. Maybe they should figure out how to be better police officers. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy watching these two back to back. They both take place in the 90s. They both deal with celebrities basically getting away with murder, literally in OJ's case, not literally in Woody Allen's case, but like, he like, I don't know how he did it, but he like paid off these doctors to like falsify like child abuse cases and stuff, and like grilling like a 6-year-old on sexual abuse and stuff, and how he could like manipulate everybody in New York because he was like one of the most famous people in New York at the time. It's crazy stuff. It's crazy what celebrity does in a court case. Shouldn't matter, but apparently it does. So those are like, that's really depressing. So I don't want to spend too much time on those. But so I started watching this on HBO Max. They have this like documentary. It's not even really a documentary thing, but it's just like movies through like each decade. It starts with like talkies, goes into the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And it's not really like a big in-depth thing. It's mostly just like, hey, remember this movie that came out in like 1960? That was a good movie, right? Do you remember that movie? That was a good time. You remember Paul Newman? I remember Paul Newman. But it is interesting. So go back. So it's given me some like movies that I've kind of missed that I should definitely watch. So I've been trying to like go back and make sure I hit like the big fucking tent poles, whatever you want to call them, for like films that I've kind of missed. First one I watched this week is Mel Brooks' first movie. I think it's his first movie. Might be his second movie, but it's his first big movie. It's called The Producers. It's got Gene Wilder in it. And it is ridiculous. It is so offensive. I don't know how this movie got made. It's hilarious though. And this one, I think it was made in like 67, 68. But yeah, so it's about these two guys. They produce plays, hence The Producers. One of them used to be like a really big deal on Broadway. And he's kind of hit hard times. And to make money, he seduces like old women to get money to produce his plays. It's hilarious. Then Gene Wilder comes in as like his accountant, trying to like figure out what the hell this guy's doing wrong. Why he can't make money. They hatch the scheme to make a play. They realize that if they like finance all these plays and then the play flops, like they don't have to pay any of the money back. So if they just over like fund themselves and then the play flops, they can just keep the money. So that's their scheme going into this. So yeah, this guy hooks up with like every old lady in town, getting all this funding, and they make this play called Springtime for Hitler. It's hilarious. Yeah. And there's like this, yeah, the choreographer is probably really offensive now by today's standards, but like he dresses as a woman a lot, all the time. And he choreographs the dancing with all the Nazis, and like they're doing can-can dances and stuff. They get this terrible actor to play Hitler. And he's like a spoof on like hippies. I don't know when The Doors started, but he, like, I don't know if this came out before or after The Doors, but Jim Morrison definitely stole his act from this guy. Anyways, it's a hilarious movie. It's a reason why it was on that documentary series, you know? It's a good movie. You should watch it. So the other one, I'm kind of ashamed to admit, I had never watched Jaws. I know. Pickle Pirate has a movie podcast thing. Never even seen Jaws. But I did it. I watched it. This was, see, and like the reason I never watched it is because like I watched like a bunch of these stupid documentaries, like behind the scenes stuff on movies. So I already knew more about how the movie was made, and every scene had been broken down, and like so I osmosively had seen the whole movie, but it was nice to put it into order, I guess. It's really good. Holds up. I think it came out in 74. No, 72. Came out in 72 because it's almost 50 years old. I was doing the math. Isn't that crazy? 50 years old almost, right? Math? 30, 20, 22. Yeah, 50 years old. So John Williams does the music for Jaws, if you didn't know. Like, John Williams is the best ever. Like, any, like, when you hear it, you instantly know what movie it is. That's John Williams. Like, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Jaws. John Williams, top of his game. I mean, Steven Spielberg's pretty good at his game, too. Yeah, he's definitely can be very suspenseful when he wants to be. The only thing, yeah, that was, like, hilarious to me was the fingernails on the chalkboard when the whole town's going crazy. And then the shark captain guy just, like, that didn't need to be there. That doesn't hold up well. But other than that, the rest of the movie holds up pretty well. It's a good time. I don't know. You should watch Jaws. It's a damn good movie. And the other thing, so I just started watching this Friday night. And it's been on my radar because the movie came out. And it already is the highest grossing anime of all time. And it hasn't even released in America yet. But just in Japan, it's the highest grossing anime. The Demon Slayer movie is. So I was like, I gotta get back on my anime boat. Or back on my Jaws boat, the Orchid. And I don't know why we haven't talked about anime yet on the Pickle Pyre podcast. I'm a big anime guy. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, I think, is like one of the greatest TV shows ever. Not just anime, just like ever. And yeah, love Dragon Ball Z. Started watching Demon Slayer. I think I'm too old to watch anime. I think I'm too old to watch anime anymore. I'm 33. I shouldn't be sitting in my couch. Like, my neighbors must hear it. Because, you know, like, those theme songs for all the animes are, like, fucking all pumped up, ready to go. And it's blaring through the hallway. And it's just me in there watching Demon Slayer. But, I mean, it's all right. He just became an official Demon Slayer. That's as far as I got. He got his own sword now. Turned black. And they're like, well, you're probably fucked. You're probably going to die now. Apparently, having a black sword is bad if you're... Or Demon Slayer, but it's pretty good. The first two episodes were a little bad. I just didn't get it. The dialogue's terrible, but I you see, with anime, you got to give the dialogue like a hard pass because I watch it dubbed. So like the whole translation from Japanese to English, like you gotta let that slide a little bit. But there's a lot of dialogue that's sus, to say the least. Pretty good, though. He's got some weird wave sword attack. I'm on board. I'm going to keep watching it. But yeah, so that's what I've been watching this week. Just that. Nothing too crazy. Before we get into the next segment, though, we just have a special guest, actually. Last minute addition to the Pickle Pyre podcast. We have my ex-girlfriend on anime. So let's welcome her onto the show.
I don't like anime. I don't get it. Why do all the girls have their tits hanging out? All the girls are bitches with their tits hanging out. And all the guys look like girls, but they're not. I don't like it.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I mean, it might be like a cultural thing.
It's not a cultural thing. I don't like it. I don't know why the girl can't be the hero. She gotta be a zombie and demon slayer.
I don't know. It's just how the show is.
I don't need it. I don't want to watch this. I want to watch Frozen. Frozen the best. That's the only kind of anime I want to watch.
Well, I mean, we've already seen Frozen. I was just trying to.
I don't want to watch anime.
But like. Do you have any other?
I don't like it. I don't get it. Why does his sword turn to water when he uses it for no reason?
Well, it's just Bart, it's like he's smelling it out.
What do you mean he's smelling it out?
He's like, when he uses his power, like, so he somehow, he smells it, and he's get the fishing line, and the sword turns to water.
That makes no sense. Did you just hear yourself talk? That make no sense to me. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, it's just anime. It's just a cartoon, just how the show works.
It's a stupid show. I want to watch Frozen.
Okay, we have Disney Plus. We can watch Frozen. Okay.
Move it. Let's watch Frozen now. I want more wine. Can you give me wine? Please? Wine.
Okay, why don't you go into the other room and I'll do my podcast.
I don't like your podcast. Your podcast is stupid. Nobody even listens to it.
I know nobody listens to it, but just I'm having fun. Just let me.
I want wine and I don't want to watch anime. I want to watch Frozen and drink wine.
Okay, you can just go watch. You go watch Frozen and drink wine downstairs. I'll finish the podcast.
Okay, fine. I'll go watch TV downstairs, but I won't like it. Unless there's a water wine, I won't like it. Just finish your podcast. Finish your stupid podcast. I'll be downstairs. Go downstairs right now. I'm gonna go downstairs and watch my Frozen without him.
Sorry, folks, for that. I thought it would be a good segment, but as you can see, she's clearly not a fan of Demon Slayer, but she did bring up some interesting points about the water sword. Anyways, moving right along here. Let's get into the news, though. News of the week. First up, we got this interview with Harry and Meghan, and apparently this is a big deal because everybody on the internet's talking about it. I don't get it. I don't get why it's a big deal. Obviously, the Queen of England's a little bit racist. Like, duh. Like, she was born in, like, 1820. Like, her grandfather started slavery, right? Isn't that how America got all the slaves? They're like, oh, we'll invade Africa, send these people over here so we can get sugar, and voila, slavery. Like, she's lived for, like, 120 years now, so it must have been just, like, her grandfather that started it, right? Or grandmother? I mean, at the same time, like, I can only listen to, like, overprivileged people bitch so much before, like... Like, bro, you're literally a fucking prince. Like, you could have a castle. Like, your life's not that hard. You know? Meghan Merkel? Was that her name? I don't even know her name. Yeah, her dad seems like he's fucking crazy, even though he's rich as fuck and produces movies and all this stuff. But he seems a touch insane. So maybe her life isn't quite that privileged, but she's literally like a fucking princess now or a duchess or some shit. Like, isn't that like every girl's dream, right? Be a princess? Be a duchess, right? Don't they practice that? Like eight? Like, I wanted to be Han Solo when I grow up. That's why I live alone and I just have a dog. And I thought that's what girls wanted, right? Isn't that the stereotype that's forced on them when they're small children? Anyways. This take might get me a little in some hot water. But I mean, obviously, the way we solve racism as a world is mixed race babies, right? Meghan Merkel's mixed race, she beautiful. Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback ever. Jerry Schmolten, she's a babe. I don't know. I think if, like, we force people to interbreed, you can't have racism, right? If everybody's, if there's, you know, one thing, right? Just, like, a nice shade of, like, coffee with too much cream, right? No racism. Isn't that how you get rid of racism? Have no races? That's what I took away from this interview. Right? I think I missed the point of the interview. Yeah, because then everybody keeps talking about, like, Princess Diana and how apparently paparazzi in the UK is no joke. And, yeah, like, Hugh Grant, I listened to his interview on Marc Maron or whatever. Like, somehow the paparazzi was, like, completely legally could tap his phone in his house and track him everywhere when he was like a really big celebrity in the 90s and stuff. So that's pretty fucked up. So that's a big problem too. I don't know. I feel like I should cut this whole segment out of the podcast. Mixed race babies, though. That's how you get rid of racism. I don't think that's too offensive. Probably is, though. Moving right along. Let's get to movie news here. So, it's not really big movie news. I just thought it was cool. So they released some pictures from Ridley Scott's new movie with Adam Driver and Lady Gaga. The House of Gucci is the name of the film. It's got them at a ski resort, baller-ass sweater on. So this is the movie Ridley Scott's making about the assassination of the Gucci guy. Looks awesome. I love Adam Driver. I love Ridley Scott. Lady Gaga's fine. I want to see this movie. But while I was looking up stuff on this movie, so Jared Leto's also in this movie. Dr. G isn't here to insult him, but he's in the movie. But yeah, so he's making this movie. But when I was doing the research, yeah, so Ridley Scott's also making this other movie. They're both supposed to come out the end of this year. The Gucci movie is supposed to come out in November 2021, but he's already made this other movie. I think it's already in the can because it's supposed to come out in October, and I'd never even heard of this movie. But it's called The Last Duel, and it's about the last duel, I guess, in France. And so Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote it? Like, what? I didn't even know they were still friends. But apparently they're still friends, and they're still writing movies together. So, hell yeah. And so Matt Damon plays one of the leads. Adam Driver's in this movie, too, The Last Duel. So apparently Adam Driver and Ridley Scott are like BFFs now, which, hell yeah, I'm all on board. Go watch Marriage Story. It's way better than any of the Star Wars movies. But you will be emotionally drained by the end of it. But Adam Driver is fucking elite at his job. But yeah, Ben Affleck plays like a minor role in it. I think he's like a count or something. So it takes place like the 1400s. And so one, like either Matt Damon or Adam Driver, one of them is going to sleep with the other one's wife. And then they have a duel to like, because why have court cases when you can just shoot a motherfucker when he sleeps with your wife, right? Whoop whoop. But yeah, this movie sounds awesome. Hopefully it is. Hopefully, Matt Damon did more of the writing than Ben Affleck, but it's got, it's got some peoples in it. Actually, no, it's just got those three people in it that I know. It's the other movie that's got a lot of people in it. Yeah, so The House of Gucci, The House of Gucci is the name of the other movie. It's got a bunch of people in it. So Lady Gaga plays the I think it was his wife, his mistress or something, that plans the assassination of Gucci so she can get all the money. So yeah, Adam Driver plays the husband that gets assassinated. Al Pacino plays his dad. Jared Leto plays his brother. Jeremy Irons is in it as another Gucci. So yeah, this movie sounds Gucci. Get it? You know, Gucci, like the kids say. So yeah, Ridley Scott. He's fucking still killing it. And he's like 100 years old. He's 83 years old and he's got two movies coming out this year. That's fucking wild. I hope I can still do things when I'm 83. But I mean, I'm probably going to die at 50. Yeah. Moving right along here with some movie news. So, Avatar, the James Cameron movie that's supposed to get like 17 sequels at some point, was re-released in China this weekend, and it has reclaimed the top spot as the highest grossing movie of all time. It beat the Avengers out this weekend. It only needed like $7 million, I think. So, yeah, they re-released it in China. I don't think they changed anything about the movie. They just dropped it in theaters over there, probably because they are supposed to have a sequel come out at some point in the next year. So Because, like, I don't even remember what the fuck happens in that movie. I remember there's, like, blue cat people that, like, robot into, like warg into each other. Something about the environment. That's all I remember about that movie. Sigourney Weaver's in it. But we're going to get 17 sequels of it. But what would be interesting is if Kevin Feige, like, re-released Avengers with some bullshit bonus content or whatever. Because they tried to do that when it was still making its initial run to, like, push it over the edge. They didn't re-release it. It was still doing its theatrical run. But they put in, like, some bonus scene at the end of the post-credits to try to, like, push it over the edge of Avatar. So, I mean, Avengers did everything they could to get that top grossing spot already. So I could totally see them putting it back in theaters next week to try to get it back. So we'll see. I feel like this is just a big pissing contest. I think Disney owns Avatar now because they bought out Fox. So really the only person that wins here is Walt Disney. There's Mickey Mouse. Disney on Disney. But, I mean, I'll go see Endgame again in theaters if they re-release it. So I would be more likely to see that than Avatar. Maybe I should go see Avatar. I don't know. I just want Flix to open. This podcast is not brought to you by Flix because I give Flix all my money. So I am brought to you by Flix. Inception of marketing devices. Right? Okay. Moving right along to football news of the week. Dr. Jeej is not here to give his very knowledgeable opinion on football, but I will do my best to get through it solo. So first up, Dak Prescott got paid. He has the biggest signing bonus in NFL history, I'm pretty sure. He got like $66 million just for signing the contract. And then he's got like guaranteed $160 million over the next 4 years. So it's pretty cool for Dak Prescott. He's got 1.5 legs right now because he snapped the shit out of it last year. So I'm sure Jerry Jones is never going to regret giving him like $200 million or whatever he just got paid. But like the best is the NFL memes page, like right after he signed it. Verbal meme from NFL memes. Let's see if I can explain it the right way. So it's like every other football team signs quarterback to huge contract. Tom Brady takes pay cut to build support around him. Tom Brady wins Super Bowl again. Every other football team. How does he keep doing it? I mean, makes some kind of sense. Because the Buccaneers have a lot of free agents. So, yeah. So Tom Brady did restructure his deal this week too. So basically what it does, he had 1 year left on his contract. He signed a 4-year extension, but it's not really a 4-year extension. It basically takes like the 1 year he had left on his contract and spreads the payment out over 4 years. So it like basically they just accrued his cash flow for the next 4 years so that they can have cap space to sign all their free agents this year. I don't know. I used a crew on the podcast. Ugh, I hate my job. Not the podcast, my real job. That's like, I had to use a word from work in my podcast, and that made me sad. A crew. Can't even spell that word. It's got like 4 C's. But yeah. So Tom Brady spread his contract out over 4 years. I don't think he's gonna play all 4 years. That'd be fucking ridiculous. I think he'd be 47. He's 43 right now, right? Or he's going to turn 43. That'd be fucking nuts. He can't be 47 and playing in the NFL. It'd be wild. But because of that, though, because he did spread out his deal, the Bucks put the franchise tag on Chris Godwin. So he's getting paid. of Top Dollar, which is cool. But it also freed up space for them to sign Lavonte David, which is fucking one of the best linebackers in the NFL. I think the only one left now is Shaq Barrett is the only one on free agent status that they haven't re-signed yet. So yeah, hopefully they figure that out, because I'm 100% a Bucks fan at this point, because Bill Belichick, just, I don't get it. Just, he's re-signed Cam Newton. It does not make any sense. The guy, I can throw the ball further than Cam Newton right now. I feel like Bill Belichick needs a challenge. So basically, he's like, I'm going to run Army's offense. I'm going to have five tight ends out there, fucking five linemen, a fullback, and Cam Newton as the running back. I think that's 11. No, that's 12. Shit. He can't play with 12 people. That's illegal. But you get my point. He's just going to run Army's offense. It'd probably be like three tight ends, two fullbacks, and Cam Newton. Yeah, that's how you do it. And you, like, you run the whole clock out. It takes you 20 minutes to drive down the field to score a touchdown. And then you give the ball to Patrick Mahomes, who scores in 30 seconds. And then you take 20 minutes to drive down the field, and the game's over, and you've won 14-7. I think that's his strategy for next year. I don't know. It literally doesn't make sense. Cam Newton cannot throw the football. Unless they're going to draft, what the fuck's his name? From South Dakota, Zach. Not South Dakota. It's North Dakota. Trey Lance. Yeah, I could see them. Maybe they're trying to go after Trey Lance. I think he's got a similar skill set to Cam Newton. So maybe they're trying to, like, use Cam Newton as a role model. Which doesn't seem to make, like, no, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Cam Newton's a great guy. So maybe that's their plan. They're just trying to go up and then use Cam Newton for a year to train Trey Lance or whatever. That would almost sound like a plan. I don't know what they're going to do, but they need to draft somebody. Cam Newton's not the answer. They need some fucking wide receivers too, though, because that's like, I don't know. I'm 100% a Bucks fan. But I do know this. If for some reason the Patriots and the Buccaneers play in the Super Bowl this season, the NFL is 100% rigged. Because last year, it was totally rigged to have Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Like, greatest quarterback now versus the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, that, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of been sus ever since the Patriots went on a run after 9/11 and you needed the Patriots to win. And then, like, the Falcons, Super Bowl, Deflategate. I think Deflategate was just a fucking publicity stunt to keep the NFL relevant in the offseason. That's a whole pickle pirate conspiracy theory that I don't want to believe, because I want to believe Tom Brady's like the best quarterback of all time, and it's not just rigged, but it's confirmed. If the Pats and the Bucks play in the Super Bowl this year, the NFL is 100% rigged, and it's basically WWE with Vince McMahon pulling the goddamn strings behind the scenes, making football relevant, turning heels. Because, I mean, they're professional athletes. Like, they can basically do what they want, you know? Like, they could script that shit and, like, have these I don't know. Maybe not. I just want the Patriots to be good, and I don't think they're going to be. So I'm gonna blame conspiracy theories. But, yeah, I think that's football talk for this week. That's what I got going on. We got to get into the PLL draft, though, because the PLL draft's coming up. The Boston Cannons are back, but they're not called Boston Cannons anymore. They're just called the Cannons because the PLL doesn't have cities. So let's move right along here to video game news. I don't really have much. I beat Doom, which was a pain in the dick. So when you fight the Icon of Sin, you have to, like, knock off 8 plates of armor. But I can only find 7. That's what took forever. Apparently his abs, his fucking six pack or whatever has a plate of armor on it, but you can't see it because, you know, it's like most boss fights. You only see like belly button up, you know, like when they're filming Elvis on live TV. You can't show the waist. He's got too much wiggling going on down there. So you, like, but apparently like you got to shoot him in the belly button. That took me like fucking 20 minutes, like running around trying to figure out what I hadn't shot yet. But, yeah, it's a really good game. I fucking love Doom. I think it's perfect. It's exactly what it has to be. You got, like, you know, you just fucking slay shit. It's got some jumpy puzzles. It's got a little bit of puzzles. Nothing crazy like Legend of Zelda or anything. But you got to, like, there's a little bit you got to figure out in the water and stuff later in the game. You got platforming. And then you just fucking kill shit. And you got to, there's collectibles in every mission. There's challenge modes in every mission. It's perfect. It takes you like 20, 25 hours probably if you just want to fucking cruise through it. But if you go back and collect all the stuff and do all the challenges, it takes you some time. The multiplayer mode is super fun. I've only played it a little bit, but basically it's 2-on-1. So one person plays as the Doom Slayer, and then you go against two people playing as demons, and you can pick which demon you want to be. And you like the 2-on-1, you try to kill the Doom Slayer. So it's pretty fun. Yeah. I didn't play it on Ultra Nightmare mode or anything stupid like that. But I mean, I collected all the albums, I collected all the toys, I collected all the cheat codes. It's a good time. Perfect game. I want to go back and play Doom 2016, but I don't think they have that on Game Pass yet. But they did just put on like a bunch of Bethesda stuff on Game Pass. There's Doom 3, all the Dishonored games, all the Elder Scrolls, recently, even like Back to Morrowind, I think you can play now. So that would be fun. That would be a fun rabbit hole to go down. I should do that. But instead, I downloaded the Master Chief Infinite Collection or whatever it is. I don't know. It's basically every single Halo game. And I started that this morning because the first Halo, I probably have like 100 hours in. So I remember getting my Xbox One, or not Xbox, you know what I mean. Yeah. The original Xbox, not Xbox One, you know what I'm talking about. And you had that big, big fucking controller that was like two potatoes in your hands. Oh, I played the shit out of Halo in that. But yeah, because I remember that game being completely revolutionary at the time. And I think all it was it was the first game I played with two joysticks. You know, with the movement and the look joystick. Because, like, the gun controls are shit. Like, there's no zoom. Like, I thought it was also the first one that had, like, left trigger, like, zooms down the gun, and then the other one fires it. There's no zoom. You just fucking charge at these things and hit them in the face. Yeah, like, reload is a random-ass button. But, yeah, it's pretty fun. I cruised through the first two missions because apparently my dumb brain still has like 10% of it is still like remembering where every like Covenant dropship comes in. So I didn't know I still had that until about 2 hours ago. But yeah, I was sitting right under the dropships, like fucking muscle memory, just like, oh yeah, this one comes here, this one comes here, that one's over there, throw a grenade, kill him up, blow him up, driving my warthog around, running shit over. So I'm fucking pumped. I'm gonna try to cruise through all of them because it is all of them. It goes like, it's got like ODST or whatever, which I think I only played once. It's got Reach, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4. I'm missing one. There's another one too. I don't think it has Halo Wars, the like StarCraft wannabe version of Halo. But yeah, I'm cruising through those and I'm getting a bunch of achievements. You can farm a lot of achievements out of it because I like just turned on the game and I already got like 20. Not 20. I think I got like 5 just for like doing stupid shit like you meet an enemy. So I don't know if that even matters to people anymore, achievements, but just, you know, trying to get that gamer score up there. One day I'll catch my brother. His is only like 100 times higher than mine. But yeah, Halo, it's a great time. So another video game news. They're making a new Aliens game. It's called Alien Fire Teams. Aliens Fire Team. Aliens Fire Teams. Double plural. I think I wrote that down wrong. Aliens Fire Teams. It's a lot of S's. Too many S's. But yeah, it's. I hope this is a good one. They've made a lot of Aliens games. I don't think they've made a good one yet, but hopefully this one is. They release what the aliens are going to be. It's pretty typical. I mean, there's like an explodey one. They're like a really fast one. They're like a poison spitting one. So I hope this is a good game. I think you just play as Marines. You probably just get your ass handed to you a lot. But yeah, it seems just like a regular, typical zombie game. Like Dead Space. I hope that's what this is. It's like creepy kind of. But also like Doom, where you just run through and kill all of the demons. So the other part about Doom that's really hard to, like, once you play Doom, because you move really fast in Doom, and, like, the frames per second on that video game is more than, like, my Xbox and TV can handle. But they do it because you move so quick, and, like, you can't, like, I can't go back. Like, I feel like I'm going so slow in Halo now because I'm used to just, like, running around like a little fucking cocaine-filled slayer with metal music. And actually, I forgot about this, but the soundtrack for the first Halo is pretty good, but it's mostly like weird monks chanting in the background, not which is gets my blood flowing. So Doom great, Halo nostalgia great. Hopefully Aliens Fire Teams will be great too. That's all I got for video game news. This is usually a Dr. Deej segment, because I like to play video games from 2000, like Halo and Doom from 1993. I'm not really up to date on the video games, I'm sorry. I still play Civilization. Remember Civilization? I still play that like once a week too. I just crank one of those out real quick. That sounds dirtier than I had intended it. All right, last little bit here on the Pickle Pirate Podcast for this week. Quick little episode this week. Only one person chit-chatting. So, yeah. Star Wars rumors. Big Star Wars rumors on the internet is that they are going to do a Luke Skywalker TV show. So that would be fucking awesome. In the Mando universe, tying in with little Grogu going through his training with all the Knights of Ren and Kylo Ren there as a little teenager. So I hope this is true. I would be a big fan. I'm still keeping my original casting from earlier. Dr. Deej and I think it was the first episode we had Dr. Deej on for. We're talking about recasting the big three, Han, Luke, and Leia. My picks were Stephen Amell from Arrow as Luke, fucking jacked, fucking depressed, like Luke. I don't know, he's not depressed. He's a really stoic, I guess. A really angry stoic guy. Maybe that's a better definition. But it'd be fucking ripped. And I think that would be a damn good Luke Skywalker. Let me know if I'm wrong. I probably am. I mean, obviously Sebastian Stan would be good, but I feel like that's all over the internet. We're trying to do Pickle Pirates. Hot takes. Yeah. Brie. Not, what's her? Allison Brie as Princess Leia. Hell yeah. And Nathan Fillion, Han Solo. So like a fucking Leia. And then, so yeah, if you are going to do like teenage Kylo Ren, they'd probably get like Finn Wolfhard or whatever that kid is from Stranger Things and Ghostbusters. They put in everything. That wouldn't be terrible casting. He could be a good Kylo Ren. Good little emo Kylo Ren as a teenager and just all the fucking Knights of Ren around him or whatever. I feel like they put that kid in everything. I don't know. Yeah, hopefully the Luke Skywalker show is a full send. Because then, like, they could all keep crossing in. Because you could have, like, Leia with her Republic, Knights of Republic, whatever the fuck that TV show is. And Han Solo coming and going. Yeah, do this whole big universe thing. It'd be cool also if they started doing, like, what the Avengers do now, too. Where they'd have movies based on that timeline too that could come out when they all finally cross over and stuff and then go back to their TV shows. Because like with the Avengers now, like because next week Falcon Winter Soldier starts, so it's like every weekend you had a new MCU thing. They can do the same thing with Star Wars and then have a big movie. Be fucking sweet. Yeah. That's all. I feel, and also, another Star Wars things. I feel like we skip over this. We haven't talked about it at all yet. But yeah, this is supposed to be a prequel to Rogue One, and it's Andor from Rogue One, played by Diego Luna. So yeah, I think it's just him being a spy. But we haven't talked about it at all on the Pickle Pirate podcast, and I think that's actually the next Star Wars thing to come out. So, and I wonder, it could tie into the Obi-Wan TV show. I don't know. Who knows what's going on with Star Wars? But it's definitely going to be like a spy thriller type deal set in the Star Wars universe building up to Rogue One. So they could have Obi-Wan Kenobi in it. I don't know if they would, though. But they're supposed to have a bunch of characters. If you look at the trailer online, they said they have like over 200 named characters and like thousands of extras. So it's going to be a good time. It doesn't come out till 2022. So I think the Boba Fett's, the Book of Boba, is supposed to start this year. I think it comes out in November. Or Mandalorian Season 3 starts this November. So I guess it's not the next Star Wars thing to come out, but I'm pumped. I loved Rogue One. Rogue One was like so immersive, and like the way they did the combat in that movie and stuff, it was gritty almost. It like put you in the universe, I think, more than most of the other shows. Like, because, I mean, Solo's its own thing, but it's not, I don't know, it wasn't as... It was almost like a little bit cartoony or funny, but like Rogue One's fucking gritty and like in the shit and like it's a fucking war and yeah, it's a good time. Love Rogue One. So hopefully they keep that same like tone and feel through this and it is like a fucking gritty spy movie. I'm pumped. Big fan of Diego Luna. I'm glad they're bringing that character back. So, yeah, but I think that's it for the Pickle Pirate podcast this week. We'll be back next week. So we're doing Justice League, and I think I'm the only person that's excited to do Justice League on the Pickle Pirate podcast. And it might just be the Pickle Pirate podcast. Who knows? But yeah, I'm pumped. And like the reason I'm pumped is it's not so much like I'm not a big Justice League guy. Obviously, I'm not a fan of the first one. I think Batman vs. Superman is the worst movie that's ever been made. But it's just like it's the whole concept of like fans basically made this movie because they fucking Rickrolled Warner Brothers enough to get them to spend $70 million. To allow Zack Snyder to finish his movie. And that's really cool to me. And it's like I really want to see the Lord and Miller cut of Solo. I've talked about it a bunch on the podcast. And I feel like this is a big step towards getting that and like those things. Like Tim Burton's Superman movie. I mean, they can't go back and make that movie now, but Tim Burton was going to make a Superman movie. Kevin Smith wrote the script for that movie. I don't know if you guys are aware of that happening in the 90s. It almost happened and then it all fell through. But like things like that, I'm sure there's like hundreds and hundreds of like things like that that don't get made. But this is cool because fans made it happen. And whether I care about Justice League or not, I think it is exciting that they're allowing this to happen and that Warner Brothers spent so much money on it. Am I excited for a 4-hour cut of Justice League? We'll find out next week. Cause it comes out on the 18th. So we're gonna have a lot to talk about next week on the Pickle Pirate podcast. Cause you got Falcon, Winter Soldier, Justice League, And then on the 31st, the end of this month, King Kong vs. Godzilla comes out. We got great things coming down the Pickle Pirate Podcast pipeline. But yeah, this is just a little quick episode this week. Pickle Pirate going solo here. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything else. You can reach us on the Facebooks, Pickle Pirate Publishing, Instagram, Pickle Pirate Publishing. If you click the link in the description of the episode, you can leave us a voicemail and we will play it on the podcast. So you can tell us to go jam 3-inch dildos up our ass. 3-inch dildos, that's not, I could probably handle 3 inches, but you know, make suggestions on what you want us to hear, what you want us to say. Yeah, we'll be back next Monday. Hopefully me and Dr. Deech. Until then, enjoy your week, folks. Pickle Pirate out.
Hey, friends. Pickle Pirate here, owner of Pickle Pirate Publishing. Please check out our website, picklepiratepublishing.com. Tell all your friends about it and subscribe to both of our podcasts, Pickle Pirate Podcast and The Epic of Three. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, tell your friends, and let us know what you think in the comments, and review us, and send me an email with any questions or concerns. Pickle Pirate at picklepiratepublishing.com. Enjoy the show.